Our focus today is on that gospel reading, which for many of us is very familiar. I enjoy it because, as I said earlier, it's a breakfast account and I really like breakfast, at least when I can squeeze it in. Now, my wife is not here right now, so I can say that. Anyway, we look at verse 4 of our account here. It says, "Just as the day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus." I'm not sure how many of you remember the entertainer, probably from the 40s and 50s, Pearl Bailey. She was an entertainer, a singer. She has this quote, "People see God every day. They just don't recognize Him." And think about that. Isn't that true, really? People see God every day in so many ways, and yet they just don't recognize Him. Well, what our focus is today is to share, as you have it on the outline there, Jesus' real presence in our daily lives. As I said, we normally think of that as a focus of the Lord's Supper, but Jesus is with us, as He said, "I am with you always to the end of the age." So if you want to follow along in the outline, do not worry, I'm not going to have you write down every one of those Bible passages. There's quite a few there. In fact, I will not even use all those Bible passages. We have to get out of here in about an hour and a half or so. Well, anyway, first of all, the Lord is really present with us. That's, the focus. The Lord is really present with us. And again, we see how those disciples toiled and struggled. Jesus had told them to go back to Galilee, then there He would see them. But as you see from Peter and the way the disciples operated, they went back to their old habits, you might say. And while waiting for Christ's appearance, Peter says, "I'm going fishing." The other disciples said, "Okay, we will." And so it was about half the disciples who were fishermen were there, and the other greenhorns, you might say, went along with them. But a night of fishing, which is commonly how they fished in that day and age, that night of fishing proved fruitless. Now, as we think about it, so often life is like that for you and for me, isn't it? We do not seem to get ahead. Reverses like sicknesses and unemployment or underemployment cause us, it seems, to go backwards. And we become anxious, and we ask, maybe not outright, but in our minds, where is God now? Where is God at? Well, those disciples, as Risa mentioned, were in another boat situation, a fishing thing, but this time it was a storm. And from Mark chapter 4, it says, "Jesus was in the stern of the boat, sleeping on the ballast bag," probably a bag of corn cobs or something that would be heavy. Anyway, he's asleep, and the disciples wake him up, and that may be a nice way of putting it. And they said to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we are if we drown?" And so God, the Son of God, was right there with him. The one who had done miracles before, they're in the storm, and they still don't think that God is there. "Where is God?" they ask. Well, then Jesus appears. And Jesus appears in our text as well. And it's interesting that he says, "Children, have you caught any fish?" Now, if you were a really good fisherman and you had struggled all night to catch fish, and some guy on the shore says, "Hey, you kids, hey, kiddies out there, have you caught any fish?" There just might have been some response. And yet Jesus is using that word "children" to speak about relationship. He's not saying, "Hey, you guys out there." He's talking about relationship when he says, "Children, have you caught any fish?" Jesus is fully aware, and he fully cares, and that's why he appears in this situation. He's aware, he cares, and he appears to us. Our loving Lord knows everything we're going through, even though we may think he's forgot us or he's not around. As David says in Psalm 27, "For in the day of trouble, he, Notice, He, God personally, will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Also, in Psalm 139, again David is speaking. He says, "Where can I go from Your Spirit? Where can I flee from Your presence?" David is in effect saying, God is always with him, and God is indeed always with us. Even Jesus says in the last verses of Matthew's Gospel, in Matthew 28, verse 20, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So Jesus, our Lord, is really present with us. He also says in John chapter 10, verse 14, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." And so because God knows our need, we can take comfort that He is really with us day by day. And He also is there to help us as well. So then we continue with the second thought. The Lord is with us with His power. We see how in this story, Jesus gives the disciples, provides them 153 large fish. Now, to start with, that might be, again, one of those things that the fishermen would have really been upset about. Jesus, 153, fishermen, zero. Again, they could have got really, really angry with whoever was on the shore. But they recognize by faith that it is Jesus. John, the disciple Jesus that Jesus loved, is the one who tells Peter, and Peter, in his characteristic way, jumps into the water, swims to shore, and then goes out again and brings the fish in. Could have been done a lot easier, but that's Peter for you. We see how Jesus proved His power again and again in His ministry. Demons were cast out. Lepers were cleansed. The blind received their sight. The lame walked. And at least in three instances, and I figure it's probably more than that, people were raised from the dead. And these disciples had experienced these things. So they saw this power of the Lord who loved them. And so then He says, He prepares breakfast for them. He knows their need. They've been working all night. They are famished. They are depressed. They are down. And so He cares for them, He loves them, and He provides breakfast for them. As it says in Psalm 23, the familiar Psalm, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Well, that's true then, and it is true today as well. Christ's power is available to us as well. For one thing, He supplies our daily bread. How many times do we say the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread"? And how many times do we maybe not think about what we're praying for? And how God is answering that prayer every day of our life. As Psalm 145 says, some of us use this as our prayer, "The eyes of all look to You, O Lord, and You give them their food at the proper time." The psalmist David again speaking in Psalm 145. And we see how God, our Lord Jesus especially, helps us in our every need. At times He may remove the trial or the trouble or provide exactly what we need, but sometimes, in fact, many times, He gives us the strength we need to face our trials. A good example of that is one of my fellow chaplains. She's in her mid-50s and she has found out that she has lung cancer and it has metastasized to her bones, her back. She's got 1 to 3, maybe 4 years with careful chemotherapy and such. And yet, instead of being down and out and basically just stopping her work, her faith is shining through. She recognizes that Jesus is with her, that He's going to take care of her. And it's a great example. So Jesus is there with His power for us. And when we recognize that power, that encourages us to pray. to pray for more, to pray for what we need, to pray knowing that God is going to provide that. And so we pray. And Philippians, Paul says to those people, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Notice there's a thanksgiving in there. We're already thanking God for what He will provide when we pray in faith, trusting in His power. And as we pray, we can trust even more. So that's Jesus, who is with us in His power, or with His power. But the Lord is with us daily also with His grace. Not only His power, but His grace. It was grace and love that brought Jesus to that seashore to be with His disciples. He could have met them in one of the Galilean synagogues or other places that He had met them, but He meets them where they're at, so to speak. He meets them on the Sea of Galilee, the Lake of Tiberias. And again, He came to provide their needs right then and there. Whether they were depressed or they lacked direction at that point, Jesus was there to be with them, to provide what they needed. And Jesus is also with us again, with our needs, with His grace and His love. He showed that love to us, of course, with His all-atoning sacrifice on the cross, where He says, I am the good shepherd in John chapter 10. I lay down my life for the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And that's exactly what the Lamb of God did. He laid down His life for us. And His resurrection, which we celebrate every Sunday, really, His resurrection shows that the victory is for us over sin and death and hell. It's our victory as well. And so we can say, as we say in funeral services, from 1 Corinthians 15, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? You don't have victory anymore, death. You don't have a sting anymore, really. Because the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This love and grace also goes with us into our future as well. Jesus was going to be there for His disciples in their futures. Their futures, which would be proclaiming the gospel, whether it was received well or whether it was difficult, the persecutions they would go through. Jesus, with His love and grace, was going to be with them into the future. And the Old Testament prophet Isaiah says it this way, Isaiah 49, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, God says, I will not forget you. We can count on that. And this can guide us. The grace of God guides us in our daily life. Asaph says in Psalm 73, yet I am always with you, God says this, yet I am always with you, you hold me by my right hand, you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Because God does indeed provide daily our needs. And ultimately, He brings us to our heavenly home. As Paul says in 2 Timothy, in the closing words that he has recorded for us in Scripture, he says, now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing. And so let us celebrate even more, because our Lord Jesus is risen from the dead, but He is our risen Lord who is really present in our daily lives. Jesus said to His disciples, come and have breakfast. Face to face with the risen Lord's grace and power, they knew it was the Lord. And so then, dear friends, by God's Word and Spirit at work in us, we are reminded daily of our risen Lord's grace and power and presence. And today He comes to us in His body and blood the sacrament. May your faith then be strengthened to realize His real presence every day of your life, and then serve Him and be with Him in great joy. Amen.